That note was sent by a dear friend from university, Basil began. Who's that? I asked, curious at once, for Basil and I had attended Ratcliffe College together in our younger days. Anyone I know? Yes, of course. Alain Rongeur, Basil replied, and I nodded, remembering the mouse in question very well. But I had little time to reminisce before Basil resumed his tale. Alain is at the Parisian College of Cooking these days. He is known as one of the finest chefs in all mousedom. He also organises the International Cheese Cook-Off. My whiskers twitched. Every mouse knows of the International Cheese Cook-Off, held every year in Paris. The finest mouse chefs from all over the world travel there to unveil their latest masterpieces, and prizes are awarded in several categories. I'd had no idea an acquaintance of mine was involved in such a stellar enterprise. Wonderful, I said. Indeed. Basil stroked the fur of his chin thoughtfully. The cook-off's fame has grown to the point that poor Alain has had some trouble procuring enough Roquefort and Camembert for the proceedings. However, this year, a much more serious problem has arisen. Someone is sending threats against the competition. What? Who, pray tell, would do something like that? Alain has no idea, Basil replied. He has received 3 separate notes thus far, which he promises to show me upon our arrival. For now, he has said only that they assure terrible consequences if the cook-off carries on as usual. Basil and I had plenty of time to discuss suspects and theories during the rest of the journey. We left the train at Dover, dodging human feet until we found our way up the ramp onto the ferry. It was a magnificent boat, able to make the long trip across the channel in only 1.5 hours. An amazing feat of modern human ingenuity. After that, it was another long train trip from coastal Calais to Paris. Halfway there, I dozed off, waking only when Basil shook me by the shoulder. "We're here, Dawson," he proclaimed, his voice filled with zeal for the task ahead, and no trace of weariness. "Hurry! Let's get to work!" I followed him, yawning at first, but soon roused by the sights, sounds and smells of the City of Light. We exited the busy Gare du Nord train station and looked around. How do we reach the College of Cooking? I wondered, a little overwhelmed by the shouts of the humans and the endless carriages clicking and clacking past in the road. A slender woman hurried by us, leading a dog on a leash. The creature's nose twitched. He turned to stare at us with bright, curious eyes and barked, sending me scurrying to the shelter of a cleft in the wall. But Basil merely laughed. "Ah, Paris!" he exclaimed, throwing his arms wide as if to embrace the city. "A place that loves its dogs, which keeps the cats in check." Still chuckling over his own comment, he hurried off.